The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
To radio's most challenging hour, the Word of Prophecy broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I truly welcome you to a true old-fashioned message straight from the scriptures of your Holy Bible, along with true prophetic revelations from the Holy Ghost. Now, if you haven't heard this true, no-nonsense gospel broadcast before, you'll recognize very quickly that this is not a typical religious talk show. And I pray that the Lord will truly give you ears to hear this message sent in Holy Ghost anointing. We continue the message today entitled, Perversions of the Bible. We've been on this a number of days, and we have one more broadcast after today. So we hope you'll be listening. We begin in Revelation, the 22nd chapter, verses 18 and 19. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Now, you know, it's amazing how many of these paraphrasers of these old perverted and corrupted Bibles we have today on the market and preaching on radio and in church and all around the nation and the Western nations of the world especially. And these things are being spewed out just like rabbits being born. And these liberal scholars declare that we are not able to understand God's message in the King James Version. Well, they ought to take heed to this warning, because God said, if they monkey with these words of this book, the Holy Bible, they add to them or take away from them, God said, I'll take their name or their part out of the book of life. Well, you know, most of them have even changed that. Shoot, they change that just with impunity. They don't make any difference about the warning and the threat of God's judgments, and God's judgments will sure be upon them. And you know why they don't like it? Because they're Calvinists. They don't believe that your name can be taken out of the book of life. But the Bible says, ladies and gentlemen, the true Bible says, and you don't have no right to argue with it nor change it. It said, if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, that's out of the Holy Bible, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Well, why is all this romping and stomping and yelling and screaming about the King James Bible being so bad today? Oh, my child, as Dr. Taylor said about 25, 30 years ago in the old Living Bible, my child don't understand it. And then he comes along, Dr. Bratcher, with the good news for modern man, and somebody don't understand it. Well, you know what? I don't see anything difficult to understand about the King James Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a lot of baloney. When I went to grammar school back in the late 20s and the 1930s, my teachers, back in those days, the school still had the true Bible in it. Oh, they had that King James Bible, too. They didn't have none of these old phony Bibles. International Bible and New King James and the Revised Standard and all these other Living Bibles and Good News for Modern Man and Contemporary English Version, this old inclusive version, all those messes, they didn't have them. We had the King James Bible and it was read to us daily, to us children. We were little fellas. And you know what? We understood God's word as that teacher read from the King James Version. Now, they wasn't permitted to teach. They didn't teach a Bible class. They just read the Bible to us. And that Bible had so much influence on our little old hearts and lives, and it kept down a rebellion, an old spirit of rebellion in the hearts of children against their parents and society. Didn't have all this mess of rebellion like we have today from a generation here in the Sikh society. It's got these old perverted Bibles being taught in school and everywhere, or if there is anything, in our theology schools and our parochial schools and so forth, as well as in Sunday school. Well, I went to Sunday school when I was a child. I was taught out of the King James Version of the Bible. I never had any problem with it. Praise God. I understood what it said. Thou shalt not steal, shall not commit adultery, honor your father and mother. I understood what it meant when it said you repent or perish or go to hell. And a lot of other those, things they call controversial today. There's nothing controversial about them. Well, these old perverted Bibles today, they've been thrust upon our old Sikh society by this old Laodicean bunch of churches as to these other young whippersnappers that come out of these cemeteries. Oh, beg your pardon, ladies and gentlemen, these seminaries. Well, it's the same thing. And they come out with these old phony Bibles. They're ignorant. They're bewitched. And they go out and bewitch their ignorant and professed church members that profess they're Christians. And ladies and gentlemen, this is ushering in another time of spiritual darkness, not unlike the 1,000 years of dark ages of some 500 years ago. The dark ages are returning again because the Bible, the true Bible, is the light of the world and the real message of God. The true Bible is found in only three sources. One is the Greek Textus Receptus. The other is Martin Luther's version in German. And the third is the King James Version of the Bible of 1611. And that's the only source of finding the Word of God. And they talk about it being hard to be understood. Well, the Apostle Peter, he talked about things that the Apostle Paul taught in, well, one of his last epistle, 2 Peter 3, verse 15. He says, account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood. Of course it is, but it takes a man of God to give the meaning and the sense and speak distinctly and cause people to understand the Word of God. Oh, Lord, and that old Living Bible came out. I remember one of our most famous evangelists get up there on nationwide TV and says, it reads like the morning newspaper. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if it reads like the morning newspaper, that's all it amounts to. It is not the Word of God. Here was the Apostle Peter, the great fisherman. He was taught and trained by Jesus Christ. And he said, our beloved brother Paul has written some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. And then he gives a grave warning here. You better listen to it. 2 Peter 3:17. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, these wicked theologians that change the Bible, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you're not going to grow in grace, and you're not going to grow in the knowledge of the Lord on these phony Bibles. Well, today I'd like to just discuss with you very briefly here the International Bible. It's one of those over 60 varieties. It's like Heinz, they used to say 57. It's just as perverted as in the rest of them. And the version, this version of the Holy Bible, or rather a perversion, is claimed to be a true translation from the best available Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek text. Well, in the preface of this edition to the International Bible, said to be the work of over 100 scholars from English-speaking nations, all of whom were from Protestant denominations. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in this volume, well, whose participating authors claim to be than to have a more perfect translation of God's Word, is it less perverted than over 55 before it? The answer is no. Were these men with identifiable religious beliefs capable of objectivity without bias? The answer is no. Another great and vital question is, What were the best available texts in Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek accessible to these translators? Well, these guys even use the Dead Sea Scrolls, which are not true Bible manuscripts. Well, these NIV, or the International Bible Translators, were men of powerful religious persuasions, and they were biased, and there was no way in the world they could get an objective rendering of the Word of God. Well, we've got to realize, ladies and gentlemen, the greatest delight of the devil is to change the Word of God. Every translation claims to be a more correct and perfect translation than the old faithful and proven King James Version. But the authors and their adherents are not telling you the truth. Every professed translation and paraphrased version of the Bible, these paraphrased corrupted versions, are radically different. Every one of them is different. Varying and different rendering of the scriptures from the real Bible, from one extreme to another, in gross error and perversion. Well, we find out one of the facts about this permissiveness of Bible changing that has destroyed the faith of so many millions of people in God's infallible Word, as it's found in the King James Bible. Because of this claiming, it's hard to be understood, the King James, with archaic and obsolete words. Well, they didn't just change that. They changed the Bible, ladies and gentlemen. And this old Bible, like its other 60 varieties, is a gross miscarriage of doing justice to a Christian, a sinner, who needs to be saved. And no thought, concept, or a doctrine, or any prophetic message that God sends us can be followed through the International Bible or the others, and no reference nor referral study is possible like it is in our beloved King James Bible. As you can turn to Strong's Concordance and you can look up any word, you can find any thought or trace a doctrine like a scarlet thread through the whole Word of God, and not with it, because they take out the blood of Jesus, they take out repentance, they take out words like holiness and all. Well, you don't have a Bible, ladies and gentlemen. This Bible, the International, is like all the other perversions they've been monkeyed with by these professed men of God. Well, the devil's having a heyday through the works of the blind or dishonest scholars who change God's Word at every one of their fanciful notions. And I hope that God will give you ears to hear as we come your way daily with these messages. We only have one more day, but I know God is able to help you to understand these things and cause you to open your ear to the truth and not to these old perverted Bibles that are nothing more than legends, and turn your ears to the true Word of God. Well, let us have a word of prayer. Our Father and our God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to catch every heart and soul in the grip of your divine power and persuasion, and may their ears be open to the truth, and may their heart understand the truth, God, that it will persuade them to stick to the true Word of God, the King James Version. We ask it in Jesus' name, and amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoy this broadcast and these straightforward messages daily, I hope you'll write me this week at Brother Ray Pringle, Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. And for further proof that all the Bibles that you have on the market today, except the King James Version, are perverted and corrupted, please write for the book I've written with much study, prayer, and help from true scholars of God's Word in those original manuscripts, entitled Perversions of the Bible. It's beautifully bound in blue and white cover, large print, and has an examination of the International Bible and many others. And I hope you'll write me this week for an offering of $5. We'll send you one of these 80-page books for a $5 offering, or 3 books for a $10 offering, or for $25, we'll mail you 10 of these books, and I hope that you will write and get some extra ones to share with your friends. Write me to Brother Ray Pringle, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. And until the next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with its power and persuasion, is my prayer for every one of you.